This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Stroh. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has dismissed the nation's Air Force commander after an F-16 crash earlier this week. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The fighter jet was one of at least six Ukraine recently received from Western nations. The Air Force commander's dismissal came after he ripped a Ukrainian lawmaker for claiming a Patriot air defense system brought down the F-16, though the Air Force did not directly deny that's what happened. Meantime, a Russian attack on Kharkiv killed six people. Zelensky points to those strikes as more evidence Western nations need to scrap restrictions on how weapons they donate can be used. At the Pentagon,
we will engage in detailed discussions about the situation on the front line.
Ukraine's defense minister did not mention the restrictions in his opening remarks while meeting with Pentagon Chief Lloyd Austin. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
European Union defense ministers have agreed to boost their training program for Ukrainian troops. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
Already, some 60,000 Ukrainian troops have undergone training outside Ukraine in coordination with NATO.
It has been a success, a great success.
And now the European Union's high representative, Josep Borrell, says 15,000 more will be trained by year's end.
This war requires a constant adaptation to the modalities of the war. The training has to be shortened and adapted to the Ukrainian needs.
Meanwhile, Ukrainian commanders have told the Associated Press they blame some inexperienced fighters for losing ground to Russia. They say some of the new troops had trouble assembling weapons and some refused to fire them at enemy forces. I'm Jackie Quinn.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. The arrest of Telegram CEO Pavel Durov in France last Saturday is reverberating around the world. Durov is under formal investigation Wednesday over alleged illegal activities on Telegram, as VOA's Henry Ridgewell reports.
French investigators say Telegram failed to comply with laws on moderating content. Telegram has over 900 million global users. It is widely used by both the Russian and Ukrainian militaries. Durov could seek to strike a deal with prosecutors, says TJ McIntyre, an associate professor at University College Dublin's School of Law.
It's technically possible for Telegram to get access to the contents of communications of people who might think that they're encrypted. So that creates a treasure trove of data, which intelligence authorities in a lot of jurisdictions, not just France, would no doubt love to have access to.
Henry Ridgewell, VOA News.
Ethiopia is increasingly concerned over a defense deal signed earlier this month between Egypt and Somalia, two countries that Addis Ababa is embroiled in disputes with amid rising tensions in the Horn of Africa, or the Horn of Africa region. Details of the deal have not been made public, but Ali Abdi Owari, the Somali ambassador to Cairo, claimed the arrival of military equipment from Egypt to Somalia this week was the first practical step to implementing the deal. He also asserted that Egyptian troops would be deployed to Somalia after December 31st, when an African Union's peacekeeping mission to Somalia ends. The Canadian Railroad Union says it has filed a lawsuit challenging back-to-work orders. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports on union litigation.
The Teamsters Canada Rail Conference says it's filed appeals challenging the binding arbitration imposed on workers at Canadian National and CPKC. Labor leaders don't want to let a precedent stand that the government can block a strike from taking place, taking away union leverage. Last week, the two rail companies locked out their workers, but the government ordered them back on the job, fearing a severe economic impact from trains just sitting idle. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Italian prosecutors have put under investigation two more crew members of the superyacht that sank off Sicily last week, killing seven people, their lawyer said. The move widens the probe into the shipwreck, for which the ship's captain, New Zealander James Cutfield, is already under investigation for possible manslaughter and culpable shipwreck charges. Tim Parker Eaton, the engineer who was in charge of securing the yacht's engine room, and sailor Matthew Griffith, who was on watch duty during the night of the disaster, are now under investigation for the same possible charges, their lawyer said. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strobe, VOA News.